Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope, there we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Star Market Celtics tonight continues our conversation with the head coach, as always, brought to you by Star Market's Just For You digital app. Earn rewards, save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. There are so many dystopian images these days. We spent a lot of time last summer talking about life in the bubble and you going on that same walk every day. This is your third two-game series on the road with the day off in between. For people, and a lot of days on the road coming up, for people who don't have any feel for it, can't picture it, what is a day on the road in the NBA like now in the time of COVID?
So most of us, all the staff is on a once-a-day testing thing where we have to test at night. We actually will do our COVID testing after the game. The players have to have, because they're not wearing masks and because of obviously, you know, being on the court together and on the bench together and everything else, they have to be tested in the morning and at night. And so they get up, they were up at 7:30 this morning doing their COVID test for a 7:30 game at night, right? And so then we do an optional shooting. If guys want to, we're 25 minutes from the arena, so you don't necessarily want guys to go if they don't need to. We did all our stuff yesterday. Did a walkthrough at the hotel when everybody got back from optional shooting that went. And then get ready to play tonight. Didn't leave the, can't leave the grounds of the hotel, anything like that. We are Uber Eats and Door Dashing our way through the season. That's what we're doing.
Elevator races, stuff like, I mean, anything to keep.
What's that?
Elevator races?
Not elevator, escalator. We had some escalator stuff going on yesterday. It was pretty fun. How'd you know about that?
You know what? Sources, man.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I have a bad feeling about like 3 weeks from now. When we're all really delirious. And so like, so what's like, we're bouncing from city to city to city. And then when we get into some nice weather, we got to change these rules. We got to be able to go outside. I'm cool with not being able to walk around Philly. I can handle that one. But when we get to the, when we get out west, we're going to need to get some fresh air.
Is it safe to say, Doc was asked this before the game, I thought it was an interesting question, that in a normal year, which this is far from, it's been, what, 6 weeks since this team started, you know, what you call training camp. Is it safe to say that you don't have nearly the feel you have for this team this year than you would have after 6 weeks in any other year?
I think I've got a pretty good feel for what we can be, what we need to manage, but I don't think we have a lot of information on it because it hasn't played together yet, right? Like, and I think a lot of teams are that way because of what we've gone through from a COVID standpoint, but then adding to the fact not having Kimba for the first month and then Jason missing all these games, Rob Williams missing all these games, Carson. So we just have a lot to figure out. So I'd say that that's probably true from our standpoint. But I do feel like when in full, I've got a pretty good idea of what we can look like when we're at our best. And some, like, you can just go through and highlight what our areas we're going to have to manage are. I mean, it's pretty obvious even when we're at full strength.
All right. Speaking of Kemba, in addition to all the people that have, like, signed up for stem cell now work on their knee after watching him bounce around the other night, including Max is all excited now. To get a stem cell procedure on his knee. This is going to be a kind of a new, potential new segment in our show, which obviously is sponsorable as they all are, which is, I call this segment, Tell Me Why This Is a Stupid Idea. Max and I were just talking about it here.
Well, I can do this. This is the best
idea. I thought this would be right
actually,
up
there. Actually, ironically, this is the best idea you've ever had.
Thank you. I thought you would enjoy it, especially if I phrased it that way. So again, up first is the minute restriction. Obviously, Kemba's minutes are going up, so what happened the other night isn't going to be a thing, but you've got another player coming back, maybe Sunday, maybe soon, who could be on a similar minute restriction. So, again, in our first edition of Tell Me Why This Is a Stupid Idea, as Max and I were just discussing, why not take a player, if he's at 18, 20 minutes, and just play him in the second half?
It's a totally legitimate discussion. I think the biggest part of that is that person's got to get their game win back. And, you know, they haven't played in any situations in practice. They have not done anything late game at all. Right. And, you know, we felt that way a little bit, not starting Kimba in the second half the other day. But no, hey, I think it's a great idea to consider when somebody's on 20 minutes or less than 20, that's going to be in your closing lineup. If they're not in your closing lineup, then that is what it is. But to start them later in the game, you know, I thought that about like guys as they get older. just say, hey, ride the bike at halftime, go get shots up like it's the start of the game, and you get a third quarter stint, and let's make this happen.
In this crazy year where there are so many back-to-backs and there are going to be guys doing this kind of thing. Also, I would imagine if you as a coach, let's say Joel Embiid tonight was on a 20-man, and you don't know if he's playing, you don't know if he's not playing, he's out there warming up before. There are all kinds of like strategic dominoes, right, that could fall with this.
Oh, there really are. But I think that ultimately we're so focused on us right now. We have so many areas we have to improve. When we started with Kimba back, as it would happen, the New York game wouldn't have mattered if we saved his minutes because they blew our doors off. The other day, I thought he did some really good things, but it's hard for a guy that's used to playing as much as he's used to playing and at the start of halves to get his first stint, his win, to come in when the game has 15 minutes left or 12 minutes left. There's all kinds of these things that we're going to have to hit over the next few months, that we're going to have to hit in relation to scouting our opponents. We're going to have to hit in relation to being the best version of ourselves. That's a good example of one.
You said there are, obviously are a lot of areas.
It wasn't a stupid question, by the way.
Here's the thing.
That was an arrogant way of saying, this is a great idea. Tell us why it didn't work.
I'm the king of the backdoor brag. I mean, you got to.
No, you're just – nobody can see you because they don't show it, but you've got both hands patting your back. It's amazing.
I generally do, and if I find people to do it for me if my hands are otherwise
– Yeah, no, great idea, Sean.
Crazy small sample size. Here's a little area of that jumped out at me statistically, and I was curious. It's, you know, Kemba obviously just the two games, but Marcus Smart, Jeff Teague, not finishing at the rim, obviously is that a small sample size thing that – is this a real issue? Or is that something like Jason Tatum last year where eventually those numbers are going to turn around over the course of 20, 30, 40, 50
years? I think rim decisions are a big part of the game. I trust that both those guys can finish, but I also know that there's seven-footers in every team that are standing in the way. It just makes one of the things that as you get better and better and better is you get your eyes to the rim and you make the decision based on where the big is, who you are, your own explosiveness, where your help is, if the help is pulled in. Are you shooting it? Are you dumping it off? Tice had a few of those nice dump-off finishes the other day. Or are you, because they're helping on a big, spraying it to an outside shooter? Those are things you got to work and work and work. I think you do go through some, weeks where you're not finishing as well as others. But generally, I think if you're struggling to finish, I think slowing down, simplifying the game, playing off 2 feet is a good way to start it.
The concept of these two-game sets is that you're playing the same team again. In this case, you're really not, because speaking of minute restrictions, Seth Curry is available. We don't know how many minutes he's going to play, but obviously he has had a crazy start shooting the ball. And a great example to me of an undrafted guy that is not the finish line. Draft night is not the finish line. It's just a marker of where you are in the race, and that, you know, putting in the work, you can become elite in this league if you find one thing that you do very well.
It's shocking that a skinny shooter from Carolina named Curry was overlooked. I mean, now, especially shocking the second time, right? Like, I kind of understand it the first time. Steph weighed 130 pounds when he was in high school, 140 pounds, whatever. But not, I mean, the second time, I think, it probably made sense that this guy was going to outperform his draft projection. So, proof that draft projections aren't always right. It's proof that, everybody misses in the draft, and it's proof that one of the reasons why is because you don't know how it's going to end. You don't know what motivates somebody. You don't know how adversity affects one guy and success affects another. And, the best players, that is, as you said, the very beginning of the journey. I always talk about it like when we have a high pick, I've met with several high picks and said, I want this to be the highlight of your journey. That night is such a highlight, but then reality hits.
That's the head coach. Maybe at the end of each one of these, you can pick the question that you thought was the most stupid, and that would be the winner.
I don't want to – the one thing I don't want you to do is not take risks. The way that you approached today was riskless. I mean, the questions were, vanilla, easy, well thought out, blah, blah, blah. Like, you take some risks around it.
Without any thought or preparation and just wing it and see how it goes.
What's that?
You want me just to come in here one night, we'll just wing this, see how it goes right off the top of my head. No preparation, no anything. That's what you want to do.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. That seems counterintuitive to a Brad Stevens thought process, but.
It doesn't matter. That's not my role in here, is just to answer questions that you throw out, silly, you know, crazy or not. Right.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll file that away because there's going to be many, many more of these.
I think Kevin's going to have to like cut the rest of this. There was a point in time, Kevin, where this interview went awry. It wasn't a stupid question, but it was a bad ending.
Which is the perfect way to go out. Celtics and Sixers next on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.